Well, good morning and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast that is dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that sell goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. And on this podcast, I want to talk to you about something that you've probably been doing, playing it safe. And I'm going to ask you to stop playing it safe. What I'm going to ask you to do is to challenge the status quo. In other words, start selling out of your comfort zone. Now, this is not going to be your typical get out of your comfort zone sort of presentation. The comfort zone that I'm talking about for medical sales professionals is doing it the way you've always done it, doing it the way you've always been taught to do it. Let's talk about our customers in the medical sales job. Our customers are healthcare providers, usually doctors, nurses, healthcare CEOs. These are people who see themselves as experts in what they do. And you know what? They are the experts. And if you've read my book or listened to any of my programs or attended any of my programs, you know that one of the things I really stress is to let the experts be the experts. But I think one of the areas that medical sales professionals really short their opportunities is when they fail to challenge their customers' beliefs and habits. In other words, there is a possibility that you might not be pushing hard enough. Now, I know that we always talk about the concept of not wanting to be a pushy sales representative because we always like to leave the door open for an opportunity to come back again and again and again. And believe me, that's important. You have to be able to have access to your customers or you're not going to be able to sell them effectively or sell them at all. But I think the fear that many salespeople have in terms of not stepping on anyone's toes holds them back from really moving forward and getting the results that they're after. Here's my question. If you're on a sales call with a healthcare professional, and that healthcare professional, after listening to your presentation or going through a discussion about your new product or service or perhaps some new changes in the industry, just poo-poos your idea, just says, you know, I would never do that. There's not enough data to support that, and I don't feel that's the right thing to do at this time. Do you just stand up and walk away and say, Doctor, I understand your feelings. We can revisit this at another time. Or do you start asking questions that really challenge the doctor's thought processes or your customer's thought processes? This is very uncomfortable for most people, especially in the healthcare field. And I'm not saying that you just go in there and challenge what they're saying, challenge their thoughts. Anytime a customer tells you his or her feelings, you have to acknowledge it because that is what they believe to be true. They're not making it up. That's where they're coming from. But part of your job is to get them to think a little bit differently than the way they're thinking right now. Recently, I've had the opportunity to read the book Tribes by Seth Godin, Tribes, We Need You to Lead Us. And one of the things that Seth talks about in that book is how people really embrace the status quo and how resistant they are to change. And what it takes to create that change is someone who's willing to come in there and lead. Now, am I suggesting that you might be the leader who could do that? Yeah, I am. That's part of your job, is to be a thought leader with your doctors, your healthcare customers. Because where do these people, where do they get their continuing education from? Well, they get it from many sources. Certainly they go to formal continuing education programs. But part of your job as a medical sales professional is to keep your customers educated on current trends in the healthcare industry, especially in their particular area of expertise or in the area of expertise that is supported by the products and services that you sell. So someone has to shake up their thinking or it's not going to change. And if it doesn't change, the way that healthcare providers practice medicine can't change either. So part of your job is to shake them up a little bit and get them to think critically and think differently. And this isn't easy, but it's worthwhile for a couple of reasons. The first reason is it's the right thing to do. If you have a product or a service that can improve the lives of patients or the way that health care is provided, then you have an obligation to make sure that your customers and prospects give it careful consideration. That's important. But there's another reason to do it. It's your job, and it's how you get paid. Your number one function, believe it or not, is to sell products and services for your company and for yourself. You're a sales professional. That's what you do. So that has to be your main focus. Now, don't get me wrong. My motto is the patient always comes first. And I believe that with every fiber that's in me. If you have something that is not absolutely right for the patient, then you have to let the healthcare provider know. We only want to do what's best for the patient. But your job is to sell product and services. And sometimes to do that, you're going to have to step out of the comfort zone for yourself and also push the healthcare provider out of his or her comfort zone as well. And there's a fine line when you do this between creating a bad feeling about yourself as a salesperson in the eyes of the provider and doing your job. Let me give you an example. There are so many salespeople that I've known over the years who were considered to be renegades. In other words, these were sales representatives who didn't necessarily follow the unwritten rules of never upsetting your customers, never putting yourself in a situation where the customer may criticize you for maybe overstepping your boundaries a little bit. And there was one representative that I worked with years ago, perfect example. His name was Robert. And a couple of funny things about Robert. First of all, if you talk to a lot of his customers, they couldn't stand him. They found him annoying. He was, unfortunately, a very pushy salesperson. He was not afraid to get in the customer's face, but he was always asking for the business. And if they told him that they weren't interested or it wasn't for them, he would really put them in a situation where they would have to explain why, because he wasn't going to leave until he knew their feelings. Now, the funny thing was, despite a lot of the healthcare providers' feelings about Robert, his sales numbers were just one of the tops in the company because he kept bringing in the business. He wasn't afraid to push the customers to a point where they'd say, okay, Robert, I'll take a closer look at what you're talking about just so you'll leave me the heck alone. Now, am I advocating that you sell the way Robert did? No. No, not at all. But I'm asking you to include a mindset that you're not going to avoid doing what your job is because you have a fear of being criticized by the healthcare provider or whomever your customer is. And you see, that's something that Seth Godin talks about in the book Tribes, that the biggest reason why people don't step out of their comfort zones is not a fear of failure. That's the biggest myth in the world. People say, well, they don't do it because he or she has a fear of failure. These people have a fear of failure. That's not what it is. People don't step out of their comfort zones because they have a fear of being criticized. I mean, this is brilliant. I've been doing this for the last 25 years plus, and you always think it's fear of failure. It's the fear of having one of your customers say, you know, I don't like the way you do this. You're a little bit too pushy. I'm the expert, I'm the nurse, I'm the therapist, I'm the doctor. You have no right to tell me what I should be doing. And if you are telling them what they should be doing, then they're right, because it is not your job to tell a professional how to practice healthcare. But it is your job to expose them to some different levels of thinking and different levels of technology that are evolving that maybe they haven't considered before. And in order to do that, you're going to have to step out of your comfort zone and risk being criticized by them in order to get the kind of results that you're after. Listen, let's be honest. Selling in the medical environment is not easy. It's challenging at several levels. First of all, the sale is oftentimes complex because there's many different steps to the sale. The sales process can be drawn out over months or years sometime, and that certainly complicates it. But one of the most confounding things is the type of customer that we're selling to. Again, we're selling to people that are experts in their field. We're also selling to people that are very, very ego-driven. And don't misunderstand me. an ego is a necessary component if you are going to be providing healthcare. You have to believe that you're the best person to take that person to the operating room, take them into the clinic, provide medication or therapy for them. Otherwise, you have no business practicing medicine. But that ego makes it very difficult for salespeople to challenge the status quo. And part of your job is to challenge the status quo. You know, I honestly believe that if you're playing it safe every day, and your customers love you, and they never get angry at you, and they never find you to be a little bit pushy, at least a few, at least one or two, well, you're probably not trying hard enough. There's a saying that I love, that you never know how far you can go until you've gone too far. You need to test that envelope a little bit. I'm telling you, the sales representatives who go out there and push get more. They get more. Do their customers get upset with them? Yes. Do they get criticized? Yes. Some of them even get criticized to the point where the customers will call the companies up and complain. That's not necessarily a good thing. But when you consider that a lot of times it's these salespeople that are really hitting their numbers, hitting quota every quarter, you have to try and find a happy medium where you could keep your customers happy, but at the same time you could challenge them to consider doing some things a little bit differently. Why? Because when they do, they benefit, and even more importantly, their patients benefit. Keep in mind that this will only work if you have done everything else correct. In other words, you've taken the time to build a relationship with your healthcare customers. Obviously, you can't go in there pushing if you're brand new. But over a period of time, once they know you and they trust you and they believe that you're credible in terms of the information that you deliver, you're now in a position to push them a little bit more, to ask the right questions. Don't be afraid to do that, because if you've done everything else right, they will still trust in you and your company's products and services. So that's my challenge to you this week. When you meet up with recalcitrant customers, the customers that just nod their head and say, thanks for coming by, Tom, appreciate it, I'll keep it in mind, don't be afraid to ask the question, doctor, tell me, what are you thinking? What are your concerns about what we just talked about? I get the sense that maybe you're not ready to try out this product or service. Tell me why. What's holding you back? And whatever reason they give you, be prepared to test it a little bit deeper. This is part of standardized objection handling, being able to take an objection and absolutely dissect it down to its core. Because when you've done that, you know exactly what you're dealing with, and then you're in a position to handle it. But in order to do that, you have to be prepared to challenge the status quo. And for a lot of you that listen to this who are trying to land that first medical sales job, listen, it's the same thing when you're sitting down with the interviewer. Don't be afraid to push them. Don't be afraid to be a little bit different, to step out of the box, as much as I hate that overly used cliche term these days. You gotta be different. And if they feel that the reason you're being different, just like the healthcare customer, is because you want to offer them something that's better for them, better for their company than what they have now, then you're doing the right thing. Thanks again for visiting with us today. This is Mace Haroff for Medical Sales Guru. Have an awesome week selling. And remember, whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Have a great week.